Hello, my name is Lisa Elvin-Staltari, and this is my channel, Have Roots, Will Travel. I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. We have been doing, for the last year, we have been doing mini biographies of all these amazing Fille du Roi, king's daughters. And we're taking each one of them and exploring them and trying to find out who they are, what their story is, and their contribution. And want to make sure that you know I have a Facebook page where you can suggest things. You can also suggest a Fille du Roi that I haven't looked at yet. I will get to her for sure. I'll get to them all eventually. And also I have a website called Have Roots Will Travel that has all kinds of information as well. And many of you have written to me, how do I find the ones you've done before? If you're not finding it on YouTube, I urge you to go to Have Roots Will Travel. I've got a drop-down kind of page, and you just have to click on the link for each feature one that I've done, and there she comes. So have a look at that as well, okay? Let's get started. If you're not familiar with Les Filles du Roi, the King's Daughters, and the program, I created a video called The Program 2.0. Have a look at that. That'll give you the ins and outs of the program, how it was begun, why it was begun, all that good stuff. So let's get started and find out who is our Filles du Roi for this episode. So her name is Charlotte Julie, and she happens to be a viewer request, but this time, the boy next door, those of you who are familiar with my channel know that the boy next door, he's not actually the boy next door right now. He was the boy next door when I was growing up in Quebec. So just so you know. And the boy next door and I grew up together, not knowing that we were so connected, if you will, through my half of my French Canadian heritage. And he was my first best friend, and we remain friends to this day. So this is his descendancy as well. So let's get started and find out who Charlotte Jolie is. So Charlotte was born about 1648 in the parish of Saint-Solemne in the city of Blois in the district of Orléans. And it is actually Blois is now the capital city of Loire-et-Cher department, which is kind of like the region. It's found near the Loire River, those of you who are familiar, and currently has a population of about 45,000. So it's kind of a nice place to visit, I would think, because it's not huge. It was once the capital of the county of Blois, which dates to 832. And Blois became part of the royal domain in 1498 when a certain Count Louis II of Orleans became King Louis XII. At different times, Blois was the residence of the kings of France. The church where she would have been baptized is pictured on the right. At the time, it was a simple church dedicated to Saint-Solemne. The church was built in the 12th century, but would have to be rebuilt in the 15th. In 1697, the church was elevated to a cathedral and rededicated to Saint-Louis. The picture on your left is kind of, you know, how old it looks. You can see, I mean, it clearly is right on the river. And also wanted to show you exactly where it is located in terms of the, you know, the country of France. So you can see the little red dot there. So gives you some idea. So let's find out, how did Charlotte make her way to New France? As so many of the king's daughters would do, after her father's passing in 1669, at the age of 21, she got on that Le Saint-Jean-Baptiste and arrived in Quebec City as a Fille du Roi on June 30th, 1669. The groom that she selected and who selected her, his name was Antoine de Repos. He was born in 1646 in the parish of Notre-Dame in Fontenay-le-Comte in Poitou, which is now the department of La Vendée, which is part of the Loire region. So they're kind of in the same area, if you will. This area of France dates back to the Gauls, and during its history was captured and recaptured by the French and English alike. The picture of this castle tells the story of this amazing area. It is called the Château de la Terre Neuve, which means Castle of the New Land, and dates to the late 15th century. It's open to the public. Can you imagine visiting? He was most likely, Antoine was most likely baptized at the Notre Dame Church. His parents were Pierre Trappon and Marguerite, I have a hard time with this, Mergaton. And I also want to point out he was a tailor, which I think is amazing. So he brought that skill set with him to New France. So Antoine arrived in New France sometime probably in 1665, 1666. I don't have the exact, but he does show up in both censuses, 1666 and 1667. And he is in the household of an Antoine Pepin de Lachaux. And so that's where he was kind of made his mark, if you will. I'm sure he used his skills as a tailor as well for the household. So on August 20th, 1669, the marriage occurred at Saint-Famille and in Dorléans, and Charlotte received the $50 from the king. So we have that, that proof, if you will. So I want to draw your attention. She arrived June 30th. By August 20th, she is married. So that didn't take too long at all. In an ironic twist, the episode that precedes this one, 76, Jeanne Auger and her partner, Sébastien, settled in Beaumont. And now we have another couple. So I wonder if they actually got to know each other. Beaumont means beautiful world. And the first, you know, people who inhabited were really, truly probably from Île d'Orléans, people who wanted to kind of establish themselves on the mainland, if you will, and were tired of living on the island. And honestly, it is said that they would go by canoe to the church at some point until their own churches were built. The history of this particular place starts in 1672, where the intendant Jean Talon granted Charcouillard the Seigneurie of Beaumont from the east of the village to the current road to Saint-Charles, and François Bissou, the Seigneurie of Varennes. So Varennes and Beaumont were kind of together at this place, which is the west of the town. And agriculture is the main activity of the villagers for, you know, for probably the remainder of the next centuries, if you will. And there are three water kind of courses that allow the operation of the mills, there's several of them. And the population grew very slowly, so the village kind of maintained that charm, if you will. Now, I want you to, there's a church, the church that now exists right now, but I want you to see in the middle of your screen, we have Antoine, which is the census of 1681, who is a tailor, okay, that we mentioned, and he was 35. We have Charlotte, who was 33, and their enfants, which is children, Jean, Marie, Antoine and Charlotte. They have one gun, one cow, and four arpents, which is about 2 acres, maybe 1 to 2 acres of land. So that's kind of where they're at in 1681. They would eventually have 11 children. Let's explore their family that they developed together. We have Louise, who would unfortunately pass away at the age of 11. Jacques would marry Marie Ursule Voljuk and have 4 children, all four of whom made it to adulthood. Marie-Jeanne would marry Jean-Baptiste Allais and have 8 children, 7 of whom made it to adulthood. Jean-Baptiste would die in infancy, as would Zachary and Charlotte. Jean-Baptiste, the next one, would marry Perrine Lacroix and have 3 children, all of whom would make it to adulthood. Pierre would marry Marie-Louise Lys and have 14 children, 7 of whom made it to adulthood. Marie-Charlotte would marry Clément Le Sieur and have 2 children, both of whom made it. And Pierre, the last Pierre, you'll note that they actually had 2 boys named Pierre, would marry, and this happens quite often, would marry Marianne Lacroix and have 5 children, all of whom would make it to adulthood. Legacy of the Drapeau family will continue. Please have a look at this wonderful website and this association. I found it and was thrilled. I'm always thrilled when I find an association because I know that they delve into it even more. So for those of you that this is your descendancy, have a look at that website for sure. And let's talk a little bit about more research. And you've got La Société des Filles du Roi, which is a remarkable organization that has been around since 1994. And I am a member. I also happen to be the membership chairperson. Fabulous website. Even if you're not a member, there's different areas that you can have a look. Once you're a member, though, you can absolutely gain access to lots and lots more info, and also get a beautiful paper certificate that says, you know, your descendancy and all that good stuff. So the second one is a Facebook group, if that's your thing. They have over 5,000, members, and these are the Filles du Roi descendants. Have a look at that. It's a remarkable site, really nice. And then we have Migration, which is an amazing site for those of you who want to do that kind of in-depth research. I would heartily recommend. It really is everything you ever wanted to know. I find I get lost in this website because it's got so much information and they're updating it and things like that. So have a look at that website for more information. So we thank Charlotte Jolie and her Antoine Drapeau, her tailor. They lived a remarkable, I don't want to say simple life, but they had children, they stayed in one area, they lived a long life. Sometimes that's all you can hope for, really. They didn't have a lot of drama. They just were salt of the earth, as you will. So we thank them for their contribution and for the descendants that continue to this day. And until I see you next time, I will bid you au revoir.